Giant shifts in India's government are pushed by anti-Christian violence. Believers answer Zimbabwe's ongoing humanitarian crisis, and a ministry teams up with MTV. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hindu extremists in Orissa want the new report on anti-Christian violence made public. It's a move in keeping with the new government acting to protect minorities. But the violence is flaring again. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
"The fact remains that on the ground in local situations, Christians all over the country face the kinds of threats of violence and opposition that we can hardly imagine. And this is happening still in Orissa, but it's also happening in other states of India."
Pray for Christians as the gospel continues to spread rapidly despite the opposition of militants.
Satan has had his way in India for centuries, and now Satan's oppressive system is being upset, dramatically upset, because the Holy Spirit is just working all over India. And so he's striking back in whatever way he can to try to discourage the believers.
Next, Zimbabwe is facing the worst humanitarian crisis since independence. Nothing much has changed for the rural poor. Global aid networker Gain USA is responding to the physical and spiritual needs of the Tonga. Gain's Crystal Lent says,
"We were going in and doing the water and sanitation and hygiene training, putting in water filters, helping out at various schools. We have brought in over 6.5 million meals this year alone."
Lent says their partners have Christ's heart for these people.
"The humanitarian aid serves such a platform. When you're feeding somebody, they're open and they're interested in hearing what you have to say. Strategically, they have a master plan of how they want to use the aid in sharing the gospel.
And it's effective.
We ministered to approximately 3,000 children. During the Jesus film showing, there was about 7,000 attendance total, and about 530 made decisions for Christ."
Pray for the team and the challenges they're facing.
"His greatest struggle was to have people who were willing to stay in country and continue then to produce godly leadership."
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Kenya, the orphan problem is a growing one. Many children are living without their parents due to HIV/AIDS or other situations. Many have nowhere to turn. Many girls as young as 12 years old are given to marry older men in exchange for a dowry. Kids Alive International is rescuing these girls, says country director Linda Mugo. They're placed in their Esther homes, named after the Book of Esther.
"Our girls see themselves as the Esthers of their day. They're able to bring change into their own communities and in their villages. So Kids Alive is rescuing girls and raising them in the Esther house so that they're able to be good influencers in their communities."
Girls are given a home, food, education, and the gospel. Mugo says through their programs,
"We have seen most of our children come to know Christ and just living for Him in their daily lives. We say that it's not just for here, but it's for eternity."
Your gift of $100 or more will go a long way in helping Kids Alive in Kenya. Meanwhile, pastors' jaws drop when they saw the first movie ever in their native language. At the last minute, the Jesus film was dubbed into the Miskito language before a trip to Nicaragua for a pastors' conference earlier this year. 100 people were invited, but 170 showed up, some traveling for 2 days and some all the way from Honduras. The four-day gathering was a feast for the spiritual starvation many had been experiencing. Pray that each of their churches is strengthened by what they learned. And MTV has recruited Bethany Christian Services to help them. One of Bethany's clients will be featured on the show 16 and Pregnant this Thursday. MTV's audience likely consists of many women dealing with unplanned pregnancies, exactly the demographic Bethany is there for. They'll have commercials during the show advertising their 24-hour crisis line where women can talk with Christian staff or volunteers. Pray the partnership is a step in furthering the kingdom. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.